of attending a rehearsal for what you're about to hear, and I was very interested in going because I was wondering if our next artist could play like he played 20 years ago. All that amazing stuff. I think he plays better than he played 20 years ago. I couldn't believe it. It was brilliant. Let's bring him out. Narada Michael Walden.
Thank you. Michael Walden, y'all.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Hello! Modern drummers! Modern drummers! Modern drummers! Hello! We're so happy to be here. God bless you all. It's such a wonderful event. This is the first time I've ever played one of these events. I'm very, very honored and very touched. This is the first time in 20 years I have worked with these musicians. This is Raymond Gomez on guitar. Raymond is really responsible, along with other great musicians from the special era 2 years ago, of bringing forth such rock flavor, blues, and unbelievable rhythm. That's why I loved him. I was so nervous after my Vishnu Orchestra broke up. I was so nervous because I had no one to play with. And God sent me Raymond Gomez. And what most of you don't know is that Raymond plays drums better than I do. Yes, you do. No, Raymond can sit down here and play some drums, which is very important for anybody who plays guitar or keyboards, anything, that you play drums first. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? All right. Back home from the era also is this monster over here with a Tim Beaver. Tim is so full of love. He's a Leo. And whenever I play with Tim, I feel the lions roar. Roar! Roar! That's what I feel when I play with Tim Stevens. After Ralph Armstrong and my Vishnu Orchestra, I said, who am I going to play with? The Lord brought me Tim Stevens. Thank you, Tim. On keyboards, once I moved to San Francisco in 1978, I was very young back then. I met a young man on the keyboards over here. Yeah, he was 4. And I loved him because he has great rhythm and a big heart. His name is Frank Martin. Give it up for Frank Martin on keyboards. We want to do a song for you that you might know. Recorded in 75. See if you recognize it. Thank you.
It takes a while before you can really start playing because you feel like you're learning everything from scratch, which I was. So I want to play for you a piece. It was actually a jam. It's called Be Happy because I want us to be happy. Can you say, be happy?
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
In your life, be happy.
In my life, be happy. It's so important.
Thank you. Train. Elvin's backstage. He inspired all of us. He's inspired all of you. He is a legendary man. And here, he'll be on next. Why don't you give him all of your love? Round of applause for Elvin Jones. Round of applause for my fellas. Frank Martin on keyboards. Randy was on guitar. TMC was on bass. Drums. And I hope next year come out again and play for you, and we love you very, very much. Hey! Love! And soul!
You want another one?
I have no right to speak because I'm one of the lowly bass players in this esteemed drummer collection. But as a bass player, one of the easiest drummers to play with in the entire world for me is Narda Michael Walden. My very first gig was with Narda, and I was in awe. One night he took a solo slab. We were opening for Billy Cobham. I forgot the parts. I was just standing looking at him. I'd never seen such ferocity on drums. But the message I think that you should get from Narda outside of technique is that you always should play with 100% more of your heart. Never play half-ass. God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to do a tribute to my man, Jimi Hendrix. I love you so much. Yeah, 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 yeah. Because I love him so much.
God bless you.
stand strong, stand strong, stand strong.